Arlene Jimenez and Remedios Valdesco do not have a bank account. This is not unusual in the Philippines. In fact, more than three-quarters of the population do not use banks. What is unusual is that both Arlene and Remedios can both instantly access money sent to them by their relatives working overseas. The key to this? Their mobile phones. Filipinos might not use the banks, but more than 90% of them have cell phones, and this technology is closing the distance between people in the Philippines and their family members supporting them overseas. Remedios' daughter is just one of the estimated 10 million Filipinos who work abroad. She lives in Saudi Arabia and regularly sends funds to her mother to support her two children. For Remedios, this money is vital.
It's very sad and very difficult because my child is far away from her own children. If they're sick, I'm the only one taking care of them.
So as her grandchildren's only caregiver, Remedios cannot afford any delay in receiving the remittances. But until recently, her choices were either courier services or outlets that weren't fast, cheap, or easy to use.
I sometimes asked my relatives to come with me, since I didn't understand what was written on the forms I was filling in. Like when the form asked for the amount I was receiving in words, I had difficulty because I didn't know how to spell the words.
Globe Telecom, the second largest cell phone service provider in the country, saw a gap in the market. Each year, Filipinos working abroad send home more than $20 billion, and yet there are millions of people in the country without bank accounts needing to receive this money quickly and inexpensively. So they launched GCash, and the mobile phone was the perfect vehicle. Jan Manglo is the head of GCash marketing.
Well, everybody in the Philippines almost has a mobile phone. If not one, they have two or three mobile phones. So receiving remittance through the mobile phone is very convenient. Anywhere you go, any time of the day, you can have your remittance sent to you and then use it anytime you want.
And for rural people, mobile phones are not just convenient, but sometimes the only way they can access financial services. So the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD, worked with Globe Telecom to expand the service to rural areas. Pedro de Vasconcelos is with IFAD's financing facility for remittances.
Well, if we consider the $450 billion in remittances that go to developing countries every year, we need to understand that half of that goes to rural areas. Reaching rural areas has proven to be very difficult. But over the last years, what we've seen is the rise of mobile technology. And this has been proven really a magnificent tool to provide this service to these families.
And there are now a number of ways that rural people are using their mobile phones to receive their money. Remedios, for example, initially registered her ID document in the system, and now she is instantly alerted when remittance money is sent to her. Within seconds of receiving the text message, she can collect her cash from a nearby outlet.
I just have to show them my ID, and then they look at my cell phone to see if the reference number matches the number that they have, and then they release the money. I get the money immediately. It's just so fast.
And there are even faster ways to use the phone to access money, where the cell phone itself becomes a mobile wallet. Like Remedios, Arlene Jimenez lives in the rural Philippines with no bank account and no internet connection. But as soon as she receives a text to say her sister in Singapore has sent the remittance, Arlene can use the money without even leaving the house.
When you receive the remittance, if you want to buy airtime or pay your bills, you can just stay home and use your cell phone.
So now, people like Arlene can pay their utility bills and even their children's tuition fees directly through their phone. And if Arlene does need cash, there's also an ATM card connected to her SIM, or subscriber identification module, and she can immediately withdraw the money she needs. GCash currently processes about $10 million in international remittances each year, and they are working towards a future where all money can effortlessly cross borders from mobile phone to mobile phone. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.